The Prentice Alsa Heating and Air Coaches Corner, fueled by Donut Country and McDonald's Murfreesboro on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna, and streaming at WGNSSports.com.
We're back on the Coaches Show. Time to talk Eagle Bowl boys basketball. Davey McLaren is here with us. And, Coach, if you're talking basketball on the Coaches Show in March, things have gone pretty good so far. So congratulations on making it to the sectionals and hosting a sectional game coming up Monday.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Guys worked really hard to be in this spot.
Yeah.
Proud of them.
You know, it's hard to even think back to when things began in early November, but you know, the basketball season is, I mean, we've talked some spring sports this morning and their season is like 2 quick months, really, maybe even a month and a half. And here you've been going since November. It's a long season, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. You know, when you win and it goes fast because everything's fast paced sometimes. And, you get here and you can't remember where you started. I mean, I don't mean that like in a negative way. It just, in a blink of an eye, here you are, and you know, all the work and prep comes down to one game. So, but it's good to be in this spot for sure.
Yeah. Recent years, you've had a lot of success with many of this group, and some other players who have moved on and graduated and all. But Davey, I don't know. There seemed to be a lot of pressure put on this team, a lot of expectations, maybe is a better way, and pretty high expectations of this team. And they've had to work through some of that, right?
Yeah, they really have. I mean, you know, I think a lot of those expectations they put on themselves. Obviously, they come in from a really good run in middle school, and anticipation was high and expectations were high to get these guys, you know, into high school and see how they develop. And, you know, they've just always put a lot of expectations and pressure on themselves, and really proud of how they're handling it this year. You know, we've grown a lot, and, you know, we still have a tough game on Monday. We'll see. Hopefully that maturity will continue to go as the games get more difficult. But, you know, it's something that I believe they've put on themselves more than any outside factor.
They've had these expectations because they've seen the team have this success as they've come up, or, I mean, kind of go deeper into that about why you think that they've had such high expectations, because there are a lot of teams. I mean, you're one of 16 teams playing in single A boys basketball right now. So, I mean, that's a pretty lofty place to be.
Yeah, I think one of it is just their work ethic. I mean, they work hard every day, and I know a lot of teams do, but they can see, you know, the fruits of their labor. A lot of times they're confident because they know they're putting in the work. I think, you know, Eagleville's always been a good traditional basketball program. They've also have other programs in the school that are tasting, you know, championships, and they see that it could be done at Eagleville, and they want to be part of that, you know, winning formula here at our school. So, you know, and also outside of school, they put a lot of work in, you know, AAU basketball, and they've spent a lot of time. So, you know, they want to reach these goals and make history at Eagleville and be considered one of the, you know, best teams that's ever come through. And so they're motivated, they're focused, and I think that's where a lot of it comes from.
Well, they're definitely well on their way. I mean, there have been, you know, records that have fallen, and, you know, kids who have made their mark on Eagleville, you know, in their tenure there. You've got Camden, who is a Mr. Basketball finalist or semifinalist. I can't remember how they do all that now, but
yeah, he's a finalist. He's one of three.
Yeah. So, I mean, that says a lot about that young man and his character and because it's not just about on the court. A lot of it's about what happens on the court, but there are other factors that go into that. And to be one of three athletes in your division to be recognized, that's pretty special too.
It is. You know, we do have a Mr. Basketball there. I think he's the only one that's ever been a Mr. Basketball in Murfreesboro, and in Rutherford County, from Murfreesboro and Smyrna and Laverne. There's been a lot of great players, and we have, I think we have the only Mr. Basketball from the county, from our school, and I think Camden wants to be the next. It's been a goal of his is to be recognized as one of the best, but, you know, it takes a team to get that honor, and, you know, teammates have just been really good. You know, Camden, he may be recognized as one of the finalists, but, you know, there's lots of nights he's not even our leading scorer. He has a huge impact on winning,
sure.
But he doesn't have to score to help us win. And, you know, that's a winning factor right there that a lot of these guys have. We can have different players at any moment step up and score double digits or have three or four that score double digits. So, Camden has always had his hand in that, and he's been a factor in the success of his teammates and vice versa. So, really proud of his growth as a young man. It's really hard to get some of these accolades or get some of this recognition and not let it go to your head. Now, don't get me wrong, he's an extremely confident young man, but at the same time, he is a team first guy, and he's shown that this year. So I think that's part of the reason why he's a finalist as well.
Yeah, it's you also have to have a great supporting cast, but I know that he would say, as all others would say, and that's an interesting stat you brought up. As many great athletes come through Rutherford County, for him to be the first finalist, that's crazy. But
well, he's a second.
Second. Okay.
Yeah, we had a Mr. Basketball at Eagleville before.
Okay, you're the only school Raleigh. That has. That's yeah. right. You're yeah.
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm jogging my memory on a lot of this stuff there, but you know, it's a team award, really. I mean, it recognizes him as an individual, but he wouldn't be where he is without the others that are on the floor with him.
Yeah, you can't play 1-on-5 and be successful. You know, you just put him out there and let him see what he can do 1-on-5 formula. So it is a team win that recognizes one player, but it is something that, that he understands. He's not there without his teammates. And you know, this really is a family. Monday will be a really big test for them, but they're used to the pressure, and no different than any other night we've got out there. And at this point, all the games are, tougher. The competition's better. You're well scouted, and it's where the maturity and the teammates and the bench and everybody has to come together and survive. We're just one game at a time.
Davey McLaren with us this morning. We're talking Eagleville boys basketball. You've got a sectional game on Monday night. Perry County is the opponent. We're going to talk a little bit more about that here in just a second. But, Coach, there are a few times up until this point, I guess the region quarterfinal and the region semifinal were the only times that you've played so far here in the postseason that have been an elimination. But here, from here on out, I mean, it's win or go home.
Yeah. That's a factor that, you don't have up until tournament time. So you don't feel that pressure, up until you get to the region and then the state sectional. But, we still feel that sting from last year, when we lost in the semifinals. I think that stays in the back of our mind. Also, we talk about finishing the race. We want to make sure that we're prepared. We're not worried. We don't focus on losing. We focus on winning, making winning plays. And the other team's going to make some plays. They're there because they're good, and we understand that. We just try to stay to our roots out there and continue to play defense the way we have and share the ball, move the ball, and just find the hot hand. It's worked so far.
You mentioned it. I wasn't going to because I know how coaches can be a little, and I'm kind of this way too, a little superstitious or whatnot about this, that, and the other. But last year, these guys went to work after that loss. That was a gut-wrenching loss last year, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it was painful. We had our seniors last year that had the same expectations, we're having a great year, and it can happen at any time. I mean, winning's not guaranteed, and you can't just show up. You have to play all 32 minutes, and sometimes even more than 32 minutes. So, it was pretty painful, and it hurt, and it's, I don't think that they've forgot about that. I've been real, like I said, I know I sound like a broken record, but I've just been real pleased with our focus and with our practicing, and our intent every day has been just to keep getting better. 1% better every day. We talk about that. We talk about finishing the race, and we know we have a uphill battle to climb on Monday. We got a bullseye on our back, playing at home, playing a good team and well coached. So they come off an upset loss, so they'll come in with a chip on their shoulder as well. So it should be a really good basketball game.
It's an opponent that many times your scheduling was great this year because you played a lot of your region opponents and, of course, your district. So this is one of the first times in a while you're playing someone that you haven't already played. So there's a little bit of a factor into that. And as you mentioned, Perry County just lost a gut-wrencher. 44-42, I believe it was, to Wayne County. So, and Perry County was the team that was supposed to get there and all the way and blah, blah, blah. So, I mean, you're going to have your hands full with them on Monday night.
Yeah, they lost in the last 8 seconds of the ball game. So, they had the lead, and they did that twice to Wayne County, in the district and the region. So, they are obviously coming in and feeling like, they've let something slip away. So I'm sure they'll be focused and ready to go. Perry County is also the team that when I was a junior in high school, we traveled to Perry County and back in ancient times, and they put us out in the sub-state game. So we feel like we owe them something from years back, the 89 – basketball team had a good year, so there's some tradition there that those guys don't know about. Even their coach wasn't in high school at that time, but there's some old guys walking around Eagleville that remember that, and so we're trying to repay that loss back to Perry County this year.
I'm friends with some of the broadcasters back in that area, and they were saying this is the first time for them in 24 years to get to this point, I believe. So,
yeah,
I know it's but they've got a tradition rich program. It sure should be a fun night, and the Eagleville community will be out in full force, I hope.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be a great night. We need to pack the stands and come out. Our student section has been great the last game, and the fans have been amazing, and they showed up the other night, and it definitely plays a part as the game's going. And they have a really good coach. He played at Perry County. I think he was the last player to win a state at Perry County, and his sons are playing, and there's a lot of similarities to these teams. Small town, basketball focused, and two good teams going to hit the floor and play with all their hearts, I'm sure.
Well, Davey, good luck on Monday. We're rooting on the Eagles, and let's see what happens. Maybe we're talking about a trip to somewhere Well, let's just get through this one first, right?
Yeah, that's right. One game at a time.
One at a time. Dave, appreciate it so much. Thank you
yes,
so much.
Sir. Yes, thank sir. You.
David McLaren, the head coach of Eagleville Boys Basketball. They play Monday night, Perry County, 7 o'clock. Get to Eagleville early because you'll want to get a seat for that one. More of the Coach's Show coming up here on WGNS.